All right. Thank you, Joy and Sarah. We appreciate that. How great thou art. We'll never know. Even when we get there, it'll take a long time to keep praising God about what he's done for us. Amen. Amen. Well, I pulled off this ring, so when I got up here, I'd say, why did I pull off that ring? And then I would say, oh, I remember. They told me to announce no parking in this parking lot over here in front of the high school. They're going to be striping it tomorrow. Everybody got that? Teachers, kids playing hooky, don't park your cars over there, whatever. Truth of the matter is, they got the parking lots looking pretty good. Working on it, and they get them striped, it's going to look real good. Well, I'll be honest with you, I was out there with the life chain and having a little pity party. I said, you know, I'm just about too tired to preach tonight, Lord. And I said, if you were to send me somebody, I'd sure call on them. And I walked in the door, and I saw Brother Mullins walking in. I said, that's of the Lord. Brother Mullins, our missionary to Chile, come on up tonight and bring the message to us. We appreciate him. He had to leave over there, come over here, and now he's gotten quarantined and can't get back in. I guess that's the word for it. But Brother Mullins is one of our own, one of our missionaries. I think he first probably got saved listening over the radio to us. Then come here, and I believe, can't remember, did you get baptized here or did we baptize you down there?
Down there.
All right. Amen. All right. You tell us about it and tell us how it's going. I know he wants to get back to his church. He's hadn't been doing it online, long distance.
Well, good evening. Good to be with you. And this is what you call shooting from the hip, because I did not know that I was going to be preaching tonight until I walked in that door, honestly. And you start panicking at that moment. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to be with you this evening. And we have been busy getting to preach around a little bit, and probably could be preaching around more, but trying to visit some folks and family and things at the same time. But we have been enjoying our time here in the States. We were supposed to went back to the field the beginning of September, the 3rd, I believe it was, of September, and they suspended our flights. And going back and forth with airline, finally we have them rebooked for the end of November. So the end of next month, we'll be going back to Chile, and we're looking forward to getting back down there. We sure are. Amen. Yesterday, I got some really disturbing news, is that my cousin in West Virginia passed away yesterday due to complications over the coronavirus. And she was a nurse and working there in Charleston. She contracted the virus from patients, and 53 years old, healthy. And man, I've cried all day today over that. And just a very difficult thing, you know, for someone that, when it hits home like that, you know, someone that you know all your life. And beautiful kids, beautiful grandkids, healthy woman, love God, Christian, amen. And she'd been on the ventilator for the past couple of weeks, and one of her lungs collapsed on the ventilator. And then yesterday morning, she went into cardiac arrest, and they fought with her, the doctors, for about 20 minutes. And she got through that, and they got her stable. And then that afternoon, she slipped into the presence of the Lord. And so just a difficult thing for our family up there, and you don't understand how that works. Appreciate your prayers, amen. But you think about someone dying like that, you know, and someone that's healthy and someone that you know, and you realize just how fragile life is and just how quick it can be gone and over with. And I was out visiting yesterday with Brother John. Where's Brother John? Right there. Amen. Missionary in Uruguay for so many years. And that man's a soul winner, amen. We didn't just go visiting, man. We went soul winning, amen. And a young man came in this morning, got saved. It was the last guy that we visited yesterday, amen. And I tell you, every house that we went to, it wasn't just give you a track, why don't you come visit us someday. It was, where you going to spend eternity, amen. Are you saved? Do you know Jesus, amen? I mean, just soul winning, amen. And we had another profession of faith. Another young man got saved. And man, I like that. That guy's a soul winner. I like that. Anybody been visiting with him? Hey, that guy's a soul winner, amen. And I'm so excited to hear that when I come in tonight. That young man came in and got saved this morning. That's a blessing. I was thinking about sitting over there in the pew what I'd say tonight. And I tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to speak on my most favorite subject in the whole Bible. It's on being born again. Amen. And turn with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. I like this verse here. It's my favorite verse. If I had a life verse, it would probably be it. It's the verse I use whenever I sign my name in the kids' Bibles anyway. Love this verse. This verse means a lot to me. John chapter 1 and verse 12. I think we're going to read verses 12 and verse 13 as well. Everybody's there? Amen. John chapter 1 and verse 12. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Man, I like that. "To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you, dear God, for your precious word. We thank you for the gift of salvation that we have in your Son, the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We ask, God, that you would meet with us tonight. And God, help me to say something, Lord, that would be profitable, Lord God, to these dear folks. Lord, we just love you so very much. We thank you, Lord God, for this great church and what it means. And the men of God, that women of God, that it's produced down through the years. Thank you for that. Just bless our time tonight, Lord. Make it sweet. We love you and we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you think about these verses, and I've read this verse, I don't know, thousands of times in my life since I've been saved. And I really, this verse hits home on me because there was a time in my life when I wasn't saved. When I didn't know the Lord, when I was a young, foolish man that made all kind of mistakes. But I remember the day that I got saved, and I just never quite got over that. And what it means to me in this verse right here. Now, look, notice what it says here. It says, "But as many." Now, the word "many" is associated with the word "which" in verse 13, so it kind of ties these verses together. The many and the which is the same person or the same group of people. Notice what it says. It says, "But as many as received him." Received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We're talking about, in this verse right here, we're talking about someone getting saved. I mean, to receive Jesus Christ is the same as someone getting saved, someone getting born again that Jesus talked about in John chapter 3. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And so when you look at verse 12, when it's talking about as many as received him, it's talking about someone that has received Christ, that has been saved, that has been born again by the Spirit of God. That's a very real thing, amen? I mean, that really happens, amen? That really changes lives and changes eternities, amen? And changes destinies, man. It changed my life. I remember when I got born again, friend, and I never quite got over that. And I'm so thankful that God would save someone like me, amen? And notice what it says here. It says in verse 13, "which were born." Amen. Hey, it is literally a birth. Amen. It's a birth. Can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? No, it's not a physical birth. It's a spiritual birth. Amen. It's a real thing in your soul and your heart and your innermost of you that God comes in and he resides in you and he keeps you and he satisfies you and he secures you. And that's what we're talking about here in this verse. Which were born. And it says, not of blood. Hey, I didn't inherit it. I wasn't born into it, friend. Hey, I didn't come through the blood of my mom and daddy, amen. I didn't get saved that way. It wasn't a physical thing. And then notice what it says, nor of the will of the flesh. Hey, someone can't help me get saved. They can't will for me to get saved. Mom and daddy can't will for their children to get saved. It has to come of God, amen. Nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When a person truly gets saved, it comes only of God. I'm so thankful for that. Man, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that God's saving sinners. I know, friends, that we live in the last days. I know, friends, that sky's about to part open and Jesus is about to step out on a cloud. I know he's coming back, friend. The signs are all around us. I know he's coming back. Do you know what? In these last days, before the coming of the Son of Man, that Jesus is in the business. He's in the business of saving souls. Amen. He sure is. He sure is. Just like that young man that came in and got saved this morning. He's in the business of saving souls. And you know what? To teach you, to be straight with you, for a person to truly get saved, to truly get born again, they have to understand a few things. They have to understand a few things. You don't have to know much. You don't have to know much about the Bible, to be honest with you. When I got saved, when I get born again, I didn't know much about the Bible. Amen. You don't have to know much, but you have to understand a couple of things. First of all, you have to understand a few things about Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's why when we deal with someone about salvation, we go directly to Jesus. That He died for us. That He died on the cross of Calvary. That He is the Son of God. Amen. That He rose from the grave. Amen. And if you'll profess Him, you'll call on Him, He'll save you too, friend. Amen. And so you have to know a little something about Jesus. And let me tell you something about Jesus. He is the Son of the living God. He is God incarnate in flesh. He is 100% man and 100% God. And I preach that, and I teach that, and I want people to understand that. Because, friend, if you don't believe that, you can't get saved. Notice what the Bible says here in the same chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you know, I know these verses are talking about Jesus. He is the Word. He is the incarnate Word. He was made flesh. He did dwell among us. Amen. And it's talking about Jesus. If you go over to John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, there's a few verses here that are very interesting. And most people would just shun these verses away. But notice what it says here. In John chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible says this. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. I'm a Baptist. That means I believe in a triune God. I believe in one God and three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's a little bit hard to understand, I know. I don't completely understand it all. I just believe it. I just believe what God says. Amen. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and I believe that Jesus, at the same time, is God Himself. Amen. It's three persons, but one God. It's a little bit tricky to understand, but if you take that physical sun up there in the sky, which represents God the Father, if you take that sun that shines down there on the concrete, which is the light, which represents Jesus, the Son, the light of the world, and if you take that sun that's hitting on the back of your neck there, which is the power, the Holy Spirit, which is God the Holy Spirit, that's one sun in three different manifestations, amen? That's kind of like what God is. Hey, He's one big God, but He manifests Himself in three ways, amen? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen? And you have to believe that. Friend, when I started believing that, when I really started believing that and understanding that, I called out on Jesus Christ to save my soul. And I'm so thankful that I did. I'm so thankful that my name's written in heaven. Let me tell you something. Until you get born again, you really can't be profitable to God. You can't. A religious man can't be profitable to God. What can a religious man do for God? Nothing. Nothing. You have to be born again. You know, when you get born again, you have a desire to serve God. Amen? And others. And you can do that if you're saved. If you're a lost person, you cannot. But if you're saved, you can serve God. And you can serve others. And God will so fill your heart with love for that work, for that thing, for that church, for those people that He's called you to, for that class, for those kids, or wherever it is. God will so fill your heart. He will fill your heart and use you in that way. But if you're not saved, you can't serve God. You guys want to serve God? You have to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hey, you don't have to be the most educated. You don't have to be the most elegant. Amen? You don't have to be the richest. Amen? You just have to be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And when you get full of the Holy Ghost, God will use you in ways that you can't even begin to understand. We have started two churches, and I don't even quite comprehend exactly how God has done it all. But they're two very successful churches. They say, a little old guy like you? Yeah, a little old guy like me, amen? And the church down in Chile that we have going, man, it's doing so good. It's doing so good for a mission church so far from the United States without any help. Just me and my sweetie pie out there loving people, amen, and tell them they have to be born again. And they just get saved all the time. And sometimes I'm up there in the pulpit and I'm preaching and you got to be born again, friend. It's all in Spanish, of course. And they come and they want to get saved. And sometimes there's so many of them that I'm having to call people, help this one. Hey, help this one. I've had to deal with four or five of them all at the same time from the pulpit because other people were busy, amen? That's what it's like. That's what it's like. Hey, when God gets in it, when God gets in it, hey, when the Holy Spirit gets in it, you know, if the Holy Spirit gets in you, that He'll drive you, He'll compel you, He'll use you to do things above and beyond that you ever thought was even possible. But not if you're not saved. Not if you're not born again. No, see, that's where it all starts. You see, I was raised my young life in a little Southern Baptist church, and I didn't get saved there. I went there. Mom and Daddy made me go. I had some pretty mean brothers, and they all went with me. And I don't know if the church really wanted us coming because we pretty rough kids, but they let us come. And I didn't get saved, though. I can't even remember. I remember the teachings about in Sunday school class about Jesus and about Daniel and about David and about Noah. But I can't really remember anybody really sitting me down and telling me and explaining to me that you have to be saved. Mike, as a 10-year-old, as an 11-year-old, as a 12-year-old, Mike, you have to be born again. I don't remember anybody ever actually telling that to me and explaining that to me. And so I grew up and I went out into this world as a lost man and had done the things that lost men do. Hey, but God never forgot about me. I think He had His eye on me from a distance, amen? And throughout those years, He would send people to put little words, little whispers in my ear, plant little seeds in my heart, amen? That later on, He would turn into fruit. Amen. I tell you what, unless you're born again, you can't serve God. Huh? You can't serve others. You can't help nobody else if you can't help yourself. Yeah. You have to be born again. Hey, if you're not born again, you can't have a prayer life. You know that? No. You can't have a prayer life if you're not born again. Huh? Hey, God wants to hear you pray. The sinner's prayer, amen. But if you're not saved, you can't have a prayer life. Huh? No. If you're not saved, you can't really know God's word. No, it's foolishness to you. You're not even going to have a desire to read it. If you're not saved. But if you get saved, you get full of the Holy Ghost, you get a heart for the things of God, man, he'll use you. Huh? He'll work in your heart. He'll work in your life. He'll transform you. Amen? He'll call you to do something special for Him. And I don't know what that might be, but He'll call you. And you'll hear His call. And you'll understand it when He does it, friend. Hey, when God called me, hey, I understood it when He called me. He spoke directly to my heart. There's just a few times in my life when it seemed like the voice of God was almost audible. It's like I could almost hear Him whispering in my ear, telling me what to do. That's right, friend. That's right. You got to have that connection with God. Hey, and when God speaks, you listen. And when God speaks, you obey. And when God is using you to do something, watch this. It will produce fruit. It will produce fruit. If God's not in it, and if God's not in you, then you're not going to be profitable. You're not going to accomplish very much. You can't be religious. Amen? When a person gets born again, in my experience, there comes an overwhelming desire to know and understand God's word. The Holy Spirit moves in. And He sets up inside your heart. Amen. And you want to know. You want to understand. You want to read. You want to study. You want to put things together. Amen. And you want to have a very clear understanding of God's word in your mind. And when you have a very clear understanding of God's word in your mind, then you can use God's word to help other people. And that's exactly what it's about. It's about helping other people all over this world that don't understand God's will for their life. When I came here to Landmark, I got saved, listened to Pastor Carter for several years on the radio station. Every night I listened to the Landmark Hour. I would wait with my radio for the Landmark Hour to come on. Amen. I would shower. I would do everything around the Landmark Hour coming on. I'm serious. And I would listen to Pastor Carter. And I listened to him for a couple of years every night. That's like 20 years worth of messages. You understand? I mean, I had messages going all the way back into the 80s. And so I would listen to Pastor Carter. And man, I began to get a desire for God's word. I began to get a burden in my heart. I felt like God could use me also. God could use me. I didn't know how, but I felt like he could. And I signed up to go to Bible college. Amen. And I hadn't studied. I hadn't been in school in so long. I was a little bit out of place. All these young 18, 19-year-olds, you know. And I'm this big 6'3", goofy 30-something-year-old, amen. Didn't really fit, amen. But I just buckled down, humbled myself, amen. And let other men of God teach me and help me, mold me and shape me. And God began to put his finger on my life. And from the very beginning, I felt a call to missions. I didn't know why, but from the very beginning, I felt a call to missions. I majored in missions with my bachelor's degree. I married a woman that majored in missions. Amen? I felt that. I didn't know exactly where God wanted me to go. I was thinking about going to Europe somewhere. Yeah, starting a church in the same area as the Apostle Paul. Huh? I didn't know exactly where God wanted me. I'd look at that big map. They had a big map in those days, and it was up on the wall, and I'd look at that map and look at all those countries. I'm in my first year of Bible college, and I'm looking at God, where do you want me to go? I'm serious. You know how many days I stand there in front of that map? God, where do you want me to go? Never crossed my mind the country of Chile. No, it didn't. God had bigger plans than I could ever imagine. I tell you what. It all started the day that I got born again. Amen. And I'm telling you, friend, that it wasn't nothing magical that day. It wasn't nothing spooky. Amen. It was just simply, God, I need you more than I need anything else in my life. I am so ruined. My life is so destroyed. Huh? God, help me. Save me, Lord. And I will tell you, friend, the Holy Spirit moved into my life. He moved into, that's more than 20 years ago. He moved into my life, and he set up, and he ain't left. He's still there. He's still there, friend. And it's because a little piece of God lives in my heart. I want to live for him now. I want to serve him now. Amen. I want God to use my life now. Lord, whatever you have for me to do, Lord. If I need to sell the home and pack my clothes and move to the other side of the world, if that's your will for my life, God, I'll do that. But Lord, I want to know for sure that's your will for my life. Amen? I want to know for sure. I don't want to go somewhere, Lord, and not produce fruit for you. I'd rather stay where I'm at, God. If I go somewhere, I want to produce fruit. Lord, if you send me to Tennessee to start that church, Lord, I want it to be a success. Lord, if you send me to Santiago, Chile, sir, Lord, if you help me to learn the language, Lord, I want to be a success for you, Lord. Amen. I want to see folks get saved. And I'm going to tell you why we do what we do. Every so often, through all the preaching, all the snorting, all the running around, all the visiting, all the loving, all the helping, all the counseling, this is why we do what we do. Because every once in a while, someone gets born again. And it makes it all worth it. It makes it all worth it. Every time someone gets saved. We've had so many people that get saved down there at the church in Santiago, Chile. That church wouldn't be there. And it's a growing, independent, fundamental Baptist church. Amen. And that church wouldn't be there if God hadn't called. That church wouldn't be there if I hadn't heard. That church would not be there if me and that young lady right there wouldn't have obeyed. Amen. Obeyed. We're not down there because it's the best country to live in. We're not down there because they got the best food. We're not down there because they have the most friendliest people. No. We're down there for one reason. It's to give them an opportunity to hear the gospel and get saved. Amen. That's why we're down there. The Bible says this, and you mark my words. The Bible says that in the last days, that the gospel would be preached in all the world. Amen. And then shall the end come. Amen. Friend, we are that generation. Yes. We are preaching the gospel in all of the world. Amen. And we're not perfect people. We're not perfect people. Amen. I make a whole lot of mistakes. Sometimes I put my foot in my mouth. Amen. Sometimes I feel bad. Amen. Sometimes I say, oh, I shouldn't have said that, huh? I should have handled that differently. Hey, we're not perfect people. God uses imperfect people. Amen. To accomplish His perfect will.
Right.
I'm so thankful for the new birth. I'm so thankful that folks are getting saved today. Hey, I want to tell you, friend, that we live in a very difficult time. And that your life is, it's so fragile. Your life is so fragile, you don't even understand how fragile it is. I mean, that you could be here one day and gone the next. And that if you're going to do something for Christ, you better do it now, because there might not be much time left. That's how fragile life is. My cousin just passed away yesterday. Good woman. Good Christian family. Good stock. Good roots. Good kids. Oldest boy in the army. Serving over in the Middle East. Good family, loving God, nurse on the front lines, working with COVID-19 patients, contracted the virus, and 30 days later was in heaven. That's how fragile your life is. I mean, a healthy woman. I mean, a good woman. A good woman. You know, I don't know how much time you've got left. Brother John is 84. 84 years old. 84, right, Brother John? 84 years old, missionary all his life. We were witnessing to that guy yesterday. Not that guy, it was another guy. And we witnessed to so many people yesterday. And we're witnessing this one guy. And I tell him how to be saved and everything. Got all the way down to the end. And I said, Brother John, you got something you want to say? And he started out when he was 19 years old and took him all the way through till he was 84. Amen. Just gave him the last story about how God called him to be a missionary. Amen. Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, God is so good that He allows us to serve Him. You know that we're living in the last days, friend, and that we're right there on the edge. We're right there on the edge of the rapture of the church taking place. Yeah, we are. We're right there on the edge. People are dying every day all around us. And you know as well as I do, that there's only two places in the Bible that you can go. That's heaven or hell, friend. Yes. Amen? That's up or down, friend. Huh? And we're right there. We're the soldiers in the last generation on that line right there trying to reach those folks before they fall off the edge, as it were, into a devil's fire. And the majority, most people, are just those dumb cows that are walking through that lineup to the slaughterhouse, and don't realize, don't realize what's fixing to happen to them. That's the average person, If it feels good, do it. That's the average person.
Yeah.
Yep. Living in a lost and condemned world that's under the influence of the devil himself, that has minds so perverted and so mixed up. But I tell you what, even in this last generation, folks are getting saved. Folks are getting saved. Amen. All I can tell you, friend, is that there was a day when I was on that side of the fence and Jesus came in and I got on this side. Amen. There was a day when I served the devil. Amen. When I was a lost man, undone, and Jesus come in. That's been a lot of years back now, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that I got a little testimony under my belt before God comes back. But I remember that man. You know what I'm saying? I remember the old man. It seems like he's never very far from me. It seems like he's that shadow that comes behind me. He's the accuser of the brethren. And he would like to tell me, Mike, you're not worthy. Mike, you should not be preaching. Look at what you've done. He's the accuser of the brethren. But you have to put him down. Keep your foot on his neck. The old man. Amen. And serve the living God. Amen. Just serve God. Amen. Be a soul winner. Don't just go visiting. Go soul winning. Brother John, we're not going visiting. We're going soul winning. Amen. And one got saved. And another one got saved this morning. Amen. And if we go out again, probably somebody else will get saved. That's what it's all about. Are all those folks that make professions of faith gonna turn out to be quality stock? Maybe not. But maybe some of them will.
Right.
Maybe some of them will go on and do things for God. Maybe some of them, Brother Messersmith. Huh? I don't know which ones. Only God knows.
Right.
All I can do is preach to all of them.
Right.
All I can do is tell the masses that you must be born again.
Right.
Because if you're not saved, you're going to go to a devil's hell, friend. You want your name written in heaven? You want security? You want to know for sure that if you died tonight, you'd be with God? Do you want to know for sure? You have to be born again. Friend, because if you're not saved, you're not going to go to heaven with the rest of us. And we're going to be going real soon. Some of us here tonight are going to be going to heaven real soon. Because life is very short. And the only things that are going to last are going to be the things that we do for Christ.
Yes.
I want to encourage you tonight, amen, do something for Christ.
Yes.
Let your voice be heard, amen. Let the devil know what side you're on,
yes,
amen. Hey, if the devil's never attacking you, you're probably not doing a whole lot for God. That rascal is on me all the time. I have to keep him beat off with a stick, amen. Yeah. You get your mind set up that you're going to do something for God. And he'll come against you. Amen. He's the accuser of the brethren. Amen. And he's caused me a lot of problems in my Christian life. He's caused me a lot of problems in my ministry. But I'm so thankful that I had the victory over him. I'm so thankful that my name's written in heaven.
Yes.
We're going to go back to Chile here in just a handful of weeks. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to tell them they have to be born again.
Amen.
We're going to give them an opportunity to be saved. Amen. Do you remember when you got saved? Do you remember that? I don't know how old you were. I don't know where you were at, but do you remember when you got saved? Amen. Is it still real to you tonight? Huh? It's still real to me. I'm not sick. I don't think I'm about to pass into heaven. Huh? I'm still fairly a young man. Huh? I tell you, I'm serving God. Because I am thankful. I am thankful for what he's done for me. I am just so thankful that God would save someone like me. Not just save me, but allow me to serve him. And serving him, watch this, we serve others. Yeah. By serving others, we're serving God. Because we are God's representatives in the earth. The Bible says we're the light of the world, and that we should be letting our lights shine before men. That's having a good testimony. That's telling the truth about God's word. That's giving them an opportunity to get saved. Hey, friend, if you're here tonight, and I just about imagine that most people here tonight are saved, are born again. But if you're not here tonight, friend, huh? Tomorrow is not promised to you. It's not promised to you. And you may not have another opportunity.
Right.
You say, you're preaching to the church tonight, preacher? Yeah, I am. Amen?
Amen?
And I know religion is all over this world. And religion and salvation are two different things.
Right.
Religion is a head knowledge and an understanding, but salvation is in the heart. Amen?
Right.
It's something real. It's something that takes hold of a man. It changes his desires. It motivates him. It drives him, compels him,
yes,
to do something for the living God. You got that desire tonight to do something for the living God? Friends, we got only a small little sliver of time left. make the last days of your life count for heaven. I compel you. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that I know that most people in this room, Lord, are saved, born-again Christians. And Lord, we're saved for a reason, and that's to serve you. And in serving you, Lord God, we serve others. Give us that kind of heart tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Let's stand while our heads bowed just a moment, please. That's the basics. If you're not born again, don't expect anything else. Brother Mullen said he went to church as a young man, but nobody dealt with him about being saved, about being born again. Sad truth is that can happen even in churches that have the right Bible, the right doctrine, and somehow or another, folks still get overlooked. Don't let that happen to you. Some folks already been saved tonight, just came to me here to let me know. That's great. Good message on the starting point. John 3, you must be born again. You must be born again. Not your choice. If you're going to heaven, you got to be born again. Amen. Wow. Oh, I think the saddest thing is somebody that's heard the truth, never accepted the truth, thought they were all right, deep in their heart they knew they were not, and then faced God lost. What an awful, awful thing to think about, but it does happen. It does happen. Tonight we're going to sing a verse of invitation song. Some have already come to the altar, you can come. If you're not sure you're born again tonight, oh, don't waste another opportunity. Don't take another chance. You come as we sing.
All to Jesus I surrender. All.
Are you sure? It's your right to know. Scripture says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Not guess, but know. But know. Do you know? Young folks, it's not mom and dad's salvation. It has to be you personally. You personally.
All to thee, my blessed Savior.
Brother Mullins gave us some basic facts tonight. I thought back all of his testimony, how he went over to Chile, and I can't imagine the self-discipline it took to go over and learn the language. And yet God's allowed him to see a church grow up and many souls saved because he wanted to do something for God. Tremendous servant of the Lord because he had that desire. How about you tonight? How about you? Let you be seated in the congregation, and I'll share with you here.